Hello and welcome. Pastor Josh Pan here, and thank you for planting the seeds of the gospel and saving more souls by sharing this video. We're saying yes to Jesus first, forever. So type Jesus first, forever, and let me know, do me a favor, that you're here. Throw that thumbs up, that like button, so that we can just get more traction as well. So right now, I am on my porch in my backyard, and second floor. And so I'm just trying this out because right now, Friday, I'm going to be later on going into a crusade or a gathering of high school, middle school in my church. And I'll be preaching and teaching Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through Jesus, amen. Crystal Fortunes, I see you around. Hello, hello. Ultima Shooter, yes. Welcome, everyone. Well, so today we're going to have our shorter daily devotion, but we're still going to follow the Lord's lead. So the title of the passage is called Follow the Lord's Lead. Amen. Blur, Blue VR. Hello, Crystal Fortunes. And Juan, hello. And it's going to be from 1 Kings chapter 20. Verse 26 to 34. And I need to save up my voice, my passion, for later on tonight, because there's going to be around 150 to 200 people that show up. So I'm kind of nervous about this, but I might have to spend some time just talking about how Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and how he's the only way to heaven, the only way to our King, our Lord, our Heavenly Father. Amen. And so let's first read the passage and then go through this and just enjoy some time together. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 26 to 34. You think I'm lagging? Well, internet should be good here. Let me check the internet speed. But it could be me. I'm right now in my backyard, farthest away from the internet. So, if it's not optimal, then I might not be able to do this place in the future. But if it is, then I can just continue doing it. But thank you. Yeah, Jesus forever. God is good. Amen. Yeah. Well, it's kind of slow, maybe. Come on. Pull it up. I like doing internet speed tests to see the speed of my internet. Yeah, it looks fast. But let me just read the verses. Our battles against King Ahab, because the Lord God was with him and God was directing his steps and teaching him. And so that's why we know that God is real and he is true. And whoever he is for, who can be against him? Amen. And so, let me just read this passage. And then next spring, Ben-Hadad mustered the Armenians and went up to Aphek to fight the Israel. And when the Israelites were also mustered and given provisions, they marched out to meet them. And the Israelites camped opposite of them like two small flocks of goats, while the Armenians covered the countryside. And then the man of God came up and told the king of Israel, "This is what the Lord God says. This is what the Lord says. Because the Armenians think that the Lord is the God of hills and not the God of valleys, I will deliver this vast army into your hands. And you will know that I am your God, the Lord, the one true God." And for 7 days, they camped opposite of each other. And on the seventh day, the battle was joined. And the Israelites inflicted 100,000 casualties on the Armenian foot soldiers in 1 day. And the rest of them escaped to the city of Aphek, where the wall collapsed on 27,000 of them. And Ben-Hadad fled to the city and hid in the inner room. Wow. I thought I read this yesterday. Maybe I did. And then his officials said to him, "Look, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful. So let us go to the king of Israel with sackcloth around our waist and ropes around our head, and perhaps he will spare your life." wearing sackcloth around their waist and ropes around their heads. They went to the king of Israel and they said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, please let me live." And the king answered, "Is he still alive? He's my brother." I totally did go through this yesterday. And then the men took this as good a sign, which were quick to pick up his word, and said, "Yes, your brother Ben-Hadad." And they said, "Go and get him." And then the king said, "When Ben-Hadad came out, Ahab had him come up to his chariot, and I will return the cities my father took from your father," Ben-Hadad offered, "that you may set up your own markets in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria." And King Ahab said, "On the basis of a treaty, I will set you free." So he made a treaty with him and let him go. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. He is good. And so we can really see how God is in control and that we should really follow God's lead. We shouldn't be following our own lead. I bet it was my own internet. Let me see. My internet's kind of slow, isn't it? But how's it going with everyone? Everyone else looks good. It's connection's good. But hey, outdoors pretty good, huh? Adrian says, "Pray for me." Yes. Garu Jala, pray for me. Yes. I see you guys. Raisim says, "I love Jesus." Yes. Well, So, I am going to check the internet speed again. Is it me? But yeah, God loves you guys so much. And we know he never lets us down. Yeah, am I outside? Yes. I'm outside right now. I'm just chilling. I'm taking a small break, but let me pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everyone here. I pray for your provision, your protection, that you would bring healing upon my brothers and sisters, that you allow them to experience more and more of you. Lord God, I pray that you would be the king of our heart, the king of our days, the king of everything, that you would lead us, teach us. And Lord, I love you because you never let us down. And you just always. I'm going to change a few things. Amen. It's good. Sometimes it freezes. Yeah. Download speed is supposed to be. Yes. Amen. Wow. So many of you guys. So beautiful. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? We can see outdoors just to see how God's creation, it's so wonderful. He made the moon and the stars, and he knows your every need and your everything. What do you need to go through? I am outdoors, and so, yeah. Right now, we can really see how God, he is working and how we must follow his lead. And if we follow our own lead, then we're going to find ourselves falling short. And so, Gail, hello. Hey. Yeah. man. Yeah. But today, it's going to be shorter because later on tonight, I have to speak in front of 200 people, 150 people. And I need to just really inspire them, just to tell them how Jesus is the way, he's the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. Amen. Yeah. And so, it's so important to follow him because there is a way, the worldly way or God's way. And we either choose to follow Jesus by knowing who he is, by walking in his ways, by being obedient to him, or we follow in our own ways, which is through our selfish desires. So much smell here. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Strong smell, strong smell. But hey, we gotta give thanks to the Lord for each new day. How he's the God of the hills and valleys. The Arameans, which is like the people of Syria, they use their polytheistic understanding of the world, believing that God's rule is limited to a geographical location. God therefore proves them wrong, and in doing so, he vindicates their reputation. They thought he's just the God of the mountains, God of the hills. They did not think he was the God of the valleys, God of the plains. So, when they fought Israel, even though they outnumbered Israel, but then they were still weaker than Israel. And so, not only did they have to retreat, but the walls of the city collapsed and killed 27,000, which was further evidence of God's hand upon the whole battle. And so in today's world, it's not so different from the Arameans, in that it wants to limit God's influence in certain spheres of life. But God is Lord over everything, and no one can thwart his plans, and we entrust our whole lives to him, and he gives us victory beyond our limitations. Yeah, we're going to see a victory in Christ, because we know that he is victorious and that he never fails. His plans always comes to fruition, and we get to live in his victory, live in his goodness, live in his love and kindness. And so, Archana, Leslie, he loves you guys, and he wants to give you victory, to let you live in victory. How does Jesus live in victory? Well, he defeated sin and death. He defeated the cross. He defeated the evil one by raising from the dead and by overcoming all that human, overcoming sin, because he is faithful. Amen. Amen. Wow. Where am I from? I am in California, the Bay Area. If you want to see my view, you can see some palm trees, sort of. It's kind of blurred right now. But I'm so glad you're here. And then the next thing we can learn is when making peace is unwise. Ahab, he was willing to receive guidance from God in his time of need, but he fails to do so now that he has victory. And at first glance, Ahab's treaty with the defeated Ben-Hadad seems commendable. He is gracious in victory and finds an amicable solution to feud with the Aramean king. What he forgets, however, is that the true victor of the battle is God, for the battle belongs to the Lord, and Ahab does not consult with him or with the Lord as he whether he should make a treaty at all. If God is the Lord over your life, listen carefully. If God is the Lord over your life, then his counsel must prevail over your emotions and over your best intentions. So do not hold on when he tells you to let go. And do not let go when he tells you to hold on or make peace with what he declared war upon. If he declares war upon evil, upon injustice, upon hatred, do not make peace with that. But live according to God's counsel and his direction for your life. We know that God has great plans for you guys. How his plans are higher than my plans. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. And that's why it's so important to continue walking in his ways and to say, Yahweh, you are my Lord, my Savior, and I will follow after you all the rest of my days. Amen. Ooh, I'm getting allergies out here. Should I move? I'll move. I'm going to move. Yeah. Well, it was a good test to be out here. But let me see. I hope that none of my phones or my computers fall, but we are moving inside. Oh, there's an even weirder smell. But BRB. Uh-huh. Let me turn on my light. Welcome to my living room. Just trying to get comfortable, trying to find somewhere outside of my little closet to record. What do you think of the view? Yeah? Just fine. Amen. So, really, this is teaching us how we should always pray to God for His guidance. Even when you think you know the answer, who should you confront first? Who should you consult first? The first person you should consult is our Heavenly Father. So we should go to Him and say, Lord, You are our God, and You are the master planner. And my time, my energy, my efforts, my decisions, it is in Your hand. For I trust that You make the best choice for Your glory. And You know what is good for us and what we can handle. And so, Lord, lead us, guide us. And Jesus, as I go into leading the youth today, speaking to 100, 150, 200 students, Lord, I pray that You give me the Holy Spirit, the wisdom, understanding, knowledge of what to speak. Father God, I feel inadequate. I feel like I'm nervous. But Lord, I pray that You give me careful preparation for this. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm Team Jesus, amen. Hello, Cat Legal. Praise the Lord. God is good. And He listens. And He knows exactly what we need. And He knows what you're going through. He's not going to let you down. Because He loves you. He cares for you. And so we continue walking in His ways, being confident that our Lord, our God, He is in control and that He's never going to let us down. I did go through this earlier yesterday, actually, this passage. And we just must worship our God, recognize Him as sovereign, as Lord over all. To trust in Him. Is my eyes open? No, it's praying. I'm praying to God. I'm praying to God when I close my eyes. Yeah. So, yeah. I know God is working. He's really blessed me with so much. Blessed me with you as well. And so, I'm going to find ways to continue glorifying Him. Of course, we must find ways to continue growing in Christ and His purpose in our life of what He wants us to do. And so I'm glad. Glad with just 22 people is awesome. Glad with just everyone here. It's a blessing. So I know that people follow up and watch later. And may God bless you guys too. And tomorrow we're going to have even more, a continuation of what we're going to study. And it's going to we're going to study about the final part of his war against the Syrian king, about the disobedience, condemnation, and example of Ahab, how he was condemned by God eventually after giving one, not one, but two, well, even more chances to turn back to the one true God. Amen. Jerry Basu, good night. Glory to God. I hope you have a great night's sleep. It is daytime here, you see. I love it. Well, let's see. Let's look up. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that comes from John chapter 14, verse 6. He says, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And in John chapter 14, Jesus, he is confronting and comforting his disciples after telling them of his impending departure. And he reassures them by declaring that he is the way to the Father, the embodiment of the truth, and the giver of life. And this statement is the cornerstone of the Christian faith, emphasizing Jesus' unique role in salvation. Hey, Crystal Fortunes, I do pray for you. Heavenly Father, I pray for Crystal Fortunes that you protect her, keep her rooted in you, let her experience more of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Are you an actual pastor? Yes. I have a church, and tonight I'm going to be speaking to 200 youth, I believe. I don't know what to expect, but we're just going to be talking about how Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It is at a church in Fremont. It's called Tree of Life Christian Church in Fremont. And so, yeah. I will pray for you guys after this. So, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the exclusive path. He assures or asserts that he is the only path to God. And this exclusivity challenges the pluralistic view that there are many ways to God. But no, there's only one way. Jesus is the only way, one way. And so we can see how there's guidance and direction. Like a shepherd leading his sheep, Jesus, he provides guidance and direction in your spiritual journey. He actually shows you the way to live and says, I'm the way. Listen to what I say. Listen to what I do. Watch me. I show you this servant leadership. I show you what true love is. I show you that there's no greater love than this, but one to lay their life for another. And that is exactly what Jesus did. And that's why Jesus is the only way. Amen. So, I'm in Fremont, California, in the Bay Area. Right now, I'm in Santa Clara at home, but later I go to church in maybe 4 hours, 5 hours, and then I got to prepare for this sermon and then allow people to experience God, His power. So Jesus is the way. The guidance and direction comes from God. You're in Arizona too? Amen. Praise God. Yes, from Vancouver, wow, in Washington, in Philippines, Abby, yes, glory to God. How's your Friday going? Okay, number two, Jesus as the truth. He is the revelation of God. Jesus embodies the ultimate truth about God and his kingdom, and in him, the mysteries of God are revealed. The standard of truth. You see, in the world filled with relativism, subjective truths, Jesus stands as the absolute standard by which all truth are measured. He is the absolute truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. And then Jesus is the life, the source of eternal life. Jesus is the giver of eternal life, a life that begins now and continues forever with God. And then, not only is he eternal life, he says, I'm the life. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come to give you life and life abundant. So this life abundant is beyond mere existence. Jesus offers you a life of purpose, a life of meaning, a life of joy and peace and of true love. He gives you a life of fulfillment, and that is why we walk in his way, and that's why we give him all praise and all honor, and we just say, he's our Lord, our Savior. So, biblical examples and analogy. The way, the narrow path, Jesus describes the way to life as a narrow and difficult path, emphasizing that few find it, that he is like that narrow path. While the Exodus journey, just like Moses led the Israel through the wilderness to the promised land, Jesus leads you to eternal promised land. Jesus leads you to eternal promised land. And then the truth. Jesus before Pilate. Pilate asked the question, what is the truth? And while the truth stood before him, Jesus' life and words define the truth. Amen. Just like we have to wear the belt of truth, Paul instructs believers to gird themselves with the belt of truth, signifying Jesus at the foundation in spiritual warfare. Jesus is the foundation of spiritual warfare. You see, when you wear the belt of truth, you are wearing Jesus. Amen. You're wearing him that holds you together. You see, the belt of truth is important, and the most important part of the armor. The belt of truth, the belt, is the one that holds the whole armor together. If there was no belt of truth, then the whole armor of God would just fall apart. And that's why you must build your life upon the truth, upon God, upon Jesus, who is the truth. And that way you can find a life that finds true freedom, because the truth will set you free. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Wow. Good. God is great. And then life. The resurrection and the life. Jesus tells Martha that he's the resurrection and the life, demonstrating that his power over death, not just later when he comes, but even now with Lazarus. And so, like the vine and the branches, Jesus is the vine and believers are the branches, illustrating that the true life flows from the remaining connected to him. So if you're connected to Jesus, then you're connected to the vine that gives you life. Amen. Amen. Mambane. Yes. Janie. Hello. Edwin. Yeah. And so what must we do? We must follow the way. We must commit to Jesus. Acknowledge that Jesus is the only path to God. Commit your life to following him, to understand what he's saying. Commit your life to embracing his teachings and his examples. Amen. So, how do you follow him? You must have daily guidance, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through worship, whether it's through reading the Word of God. You see, if you don't hear God, you can read about him. The Word of God is in front of you, and that he speaks to you through the Bible, through the Word of God. And that's why it's so important for you to build your life upon his firm foundation by reading and embracing his Word, seeking Jesus through prayer, scripture, and the Holy Spirit in your daily decisions and actions. So right now, I'm saving my voice for later on, because normally after live stream, man, my voice is dead. I'm tired. Ooh, I'm exhausted. I'm kind of tired right now, but I gotta still show up, right? To glorify him, to lift his name on high. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then we must embrace the truth. The truth is by studying the Word of God, immersing yourself in the Bible to understand the truth that Jesus teaches you. And these truths will shape your worldviews and your actions. It will guide you in your everyday life. It will also bless you and bless those around you. When you study the truth, the promises of God, your life will be transformed to produce more and more, to glorify him, and to lift him higher and higher. Amen. So live with integrity. Reflect Jesus' truth with your life, in your life, by being honest, just, and faithful in all that you do. Amen. Frank says, where do you live? I'm living in California, in the Bay Area right now. Last is to experience the life, the abundant life, and share the life. So the abundant life, embracing this abundant life that Jesus offers by living with purpose, with joy, with cheerfulness, with peace, amidst all the challenges. You said America. Yes, that's right. In the United States of America. And then not only do you live this wonderful, abundant life in Christ, but you also share this life by spreading the good news of Jesus, of his life-giving power to others, inviting them to experience the same transformation. Amen. Edwin says, I'm lifting God's name as I speak. Glory, glory, glory. Right? I'm giving him praise. This is just a daily devotion. It's for me, but if it can help me, I know it can help you. And that's why I'm here, just praising God with all my life. And then giving you also this encouragement, using this platform to spread his word. And so, glory to God. Amen. Khalil. So in conclusion, Jesus, he declares, his declaration as the way, the truth, and the life calls you into a deep and transformative relationship with him, Nuro, by following his ways, embracing his truth, and living his life. You not only find your way to God, but also discover your truth, life, purpose, and fulfillment. So let us commit to walking this path, rooted in God's truth, and sharing his life with the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, God is so good. And he just loves us so much that he's able to provide his grace, his mercy, his kindness to each one of us. And he wants each one of you guys to live a life that is free from sin, free from death, free from the bondage of the world, and to live a life that is in a relationship with the one true God. Amen. Wow, you can feel the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, you're so good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. Even though I feel low energy right now, maybe I'm just conserving it for later as I blast it off, as I'm on fire for Him. But John chapter 14, verse 6 really teaches us to walk in the ways of God, in His Spirit. And Jesus said here, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 14, verse 6. And you should memorize this. Memorize this by your heart. Because sometimes anxiety, depression, things overtake your mind. Like the disciples, they didn't know what Jesus knew. They didn't understand Him. And they even asked the Lord Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And like us, the disciples tended to think first terms in this world, time and space. So going must mean something physical, moving from one place to another. Thomas was also giving Jesus a choice. Tell us where you're going and give us the direction, either one of those, and we can figure out the other. To which Jesus replied, I am the way, Jeffrey. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And Jesus' response shows that the destination is not a physical place, but a person, the Father. Wow. It's not a physical place, but the Father. And that the way to that destination is another person, through another person. Who's that? It's the Son. It's the Messiah. It's through Jesus Himself. So Jesus is the way to the Father. And Jesus is the truth or reality of God's promises. And Jesus is the life as He joins His divine life to ours, both now and eternity. Jesus is the way that leads to the truth and life. Can you understand this? That this path, this direction, is towards God the Father and God's presence. He is all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wealthy. He's got abundance, amount of wealth and everything. And glory. And so, the only way to get to our Heavenly Father is through Jesus, the Lord, our Lord and Savior, who came from heaven to earth, so that we can go from earth to heaven, so that we can have a relationship with Him, so that we can be in bondage with Him. Jesus provides for us as much as we need to know and as we can know about God. So no one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made Him known. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way. John chapter 1, verse 18. It says, no one has seen the Father at any time, the only begotten God, who is the bosom of the Father, He has explained to Him. 8, verse 26. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. Amen. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Jesus is the visible representation of the invisible God. Amen. Jesus is the flesh incarnation of the God Almighty. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus is both God and man. Knowing intimately your experience and your needs, He's your path, your bridge, your transport, not just the example or road sign. He is your guide with dependable direction and powerful protection. And your personal relationship with Christ links you to God. And your response should be to follow His guidance, trusting His abilities to do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Yeshua. Amen. God delights in Teresa. Glory to God. So Jesus is the way. He's the way, the truth, the life. So second is Jesus is the truth. John chapter 1, verse 14, it says, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as one and only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Wow. John chapter 1, verse 17, For the law has given through Moses, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. And therefore, in John chapter 5, verse 19, Therefore Jesus answered and was saying to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of Himself unless it is something He sees His Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in the same manner. And John chapter 8, verse 29 says, He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him. Jesus is your source of intimate knowledge of the Father, and He answers and teaches you and commands what is right. No shadow of dishonesty, falsehood, or lying was in His life. He was always honest, and He is the reality of all God has promised. We are all supposed to live this perfect and sinless life, but because of sin, we have been separated from Him. And our response, it should be to believe in Jesus and to put into practice what He taught us. And then, Jesus is the life. Shalom. He's the life. In John chapter 1, verse 4, it says, In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. 3, verse 15 says, So whoever believes will in Him will have eternal life. 5, verse 26, For just as the Father has life in Himself, so He gave life to His Son also to have life in Himself. 10:10, The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come so that they may have life and have it abundantly. And 11, verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life, and he who believes in me will live even if he dies. Amen. Pretty me, praise the Lord. God is good. Jesus, His exclusive claim is unthinkable. It forces the unconditional response. Jesus invites you to accept and or reject Him, making it clear that partial acceptance is rejection. His self-description invalidates alternate plans of salvation. And some would say that a single way is the eternal, entirely too restrictive. But the attitude fails to see the desperate state of the human condition. That there is a way at all. It's evidence of God's grace and love. You see, God, Jesus, made a way when there was no way. When we were purposeless, when we were failures, when we could not get to Him. Now He made a way. Now we are set free by His grace, by His love. Amen. The state of a human rebellion can be seen in this, that we are like people drowning at a sea, who are graciously thrown a life-saving rope, who respond by insisting that we deserve a choice of several ropes along with the option of swimming to safety if we choose to do so. My. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Haha. Yeah. I love Jesus. I love God. That's great, Goofy. I'm glad to see you again. Yeah, we can see how great, how awesome our God is. How he never lets us down. And so, I'm going to be studying this passage more. How Jesus is the way, the exclusive path. There is two paths. The narrow path, and then the wide path. And the narrow path is the way Jesus has pointed you towards. The narrow path is what little people are following. The big path is leading towards eternal separation from God, while the narrow path leads to eternal relationship with God in heaven. Amen. So we need his guidance, his direction, to lead us on this spiritual journey. Jesus is the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth is that he is God. And God has raised him from the dead and given him life. And the truth is that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he alone is God. Amen. Amen, Kyle, Kimberly. Can you get a Bible and then read it to us with your mic? Well, I just read the Bible to you earlier. You can watch the replay. Amen. And Jesus as the life. I would love to, but I'm also preparing for today. It's going to be a big day. We're going to pray that lives are saved, that people would move in this crusade, that people would say yes to Jesus forever. For Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He's the source of eternal life. Jesus is the giver of life and the giver of eternal life, a life that begins now and continues forever with God, with Jesus. So this life is not just life that is dull and boring, but abundant life, a life of freedom, a life of purpose and peace and fulfillment. And so Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Wow. So that's why we must commit to Jesus daily, to ask him, seek him, pray to him every day, to commit today to reading his word every day and to following his spirit and to let him build our life up, transform it, and to show us the way. Because without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are lost. Without him, we can't do anything apart from God. He's the vine, we're the branches. And when we're connected to the vine, then we are made alive. Amen. God, study the word, the truth. These truths will help you shape your worldview, your actions. It'll help you lead with integrity, with a life that knows from right and wrong the difference. And then we must live this life of abundance. Our God is a God of breakthrough. He allowed David to defeat Goliath with one stone. He was there with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the burning fire. He was there with Moses when he said, "Let my people go." And he led Israelites out of Egypt, the super world power during that time, and bankrupt Egypt in one day. This is our God. He's the one that grabbed the hand of Peter when Peter was sinking into the water. Note, Peter is a fisherman. And yet, he was sinking and he called, "Lord, save me." Wow. Hello, Jennifer. Zen. Hello. Yeah. So many examples of how Jesus has given life. He's raised Lazarus from the dead. So many stories. He saved me. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And so that's why he's calling out to you right now to praise the Lord Almighty, El Shaddai, God Almighty, God of more than enough, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. He supplies all of my needs. The truth of the King Jesus is the ultimate. Amen. And he remembers those who come to him and follow him and walk in his ways. So praise the Lord. Amen. For he is faithful and true always. Let me pray for us. Man, Heavenly Stone Child said, you're so wise. God is the one that's wise. I only know 0.00000001% of the things of the world, even less. I don't know that much. But I know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I can give him all glory, for he never lets us down. And he's here to be our King, be our Lord, be our Savior. Amen. Because there's no one like him. And we can give him all all glory, for he is good. He's God over all. And he never lets us down. Amen. He is good, our good Father. Yeah. Amen. God's Delight says, do you have a YouTube channel? I have a YouTube channel. It's called Pastor Josh Pan. And a lot of people are here on YouTube as well, tuning in. And by the grace of God, 2 days ago, I hit 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. Now, I've been trying so hard on TikTok to build the following, but they kind of, right now it's backsliding for some reason. But hey, glory to God. This is not about subscribers. It's about winning souls, about saving souls. And yes, if you think I'm making money, I'm not making money. I'm not monetized on YouTube right now, on TikTok, on all my social platforms. I'm not monetized. And so it's been 1.5 years. I'm still going hard and still praising God all the days of my life because he is so good. And so, yeah, what matters more is our treasures in heaven. And I believe your souls are treasures. Your souls are precious. And so I look forward to seeing you guys in heaven one day. I look forward to just giving thanks to God for saving each one of us and giving us his grace, his peace, and an opportunity to actually interact with each other. Right, Don? Donna Williams. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so many people are so hyped up. Benja. Continental. I know. Give glory to God. And so we're here to plant the seeds of the gospel and to save more souls and also to say yes to Jesus forever. So if you feel like this message is impactful, type Jesus forever. Jesus forever. Let me pray for us. And this is important because if you want to give your life to Jesus, today's the day to do so. Lord God, we come before you humbly because we know you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and Omega. You are King over all. Lord God, we just love everything that you've done for us. We love that you never let us down and that you are here for us and not against us. And Lord God, we know for sure you are the giver of life. You are the way. You are the truth. And there's no other way except through you. To who? To where? It's to the Heavenly Father, to heaven, to his presence. And so, Lord God, we go through Jesus to you, and we just praise you for your mercy, your goodness, for showing the way of life. And Father God, for those who want to accept you today, pray this with me. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sin, that you were buried for 3 days, and you raised from the dead, defeating sin and death. You raised in victory over all, so that you declare victory over the devil, victory over the world, victory over addiction, victory over all things, So, Lord God, you are victorious. And Jesus, you live in me. I commit my life to you, to building my life upon your firm foundation, to praying to you each and every day. I commit to reading your word every day, and also to building your kingdom, your community, your church, Lord God. And Father God, I thank you for the victory that we have in you, that when we live in you by faith, we are victorious. We go from season to season in victory, to glory, from life to life, and from breakthrough to breakthrough. Lord God, we just thank you, for you are the good God who never lets us down. You're the God who is our King, our Savior, and the God who loves each and every one of us. Father God, I pray that you would protect everyone under the sound of my voice, that you bless them, guide them, lead them, give them wisdom, understanding, knowledge, healing, provision, and all that they need, Lord God. I pray that you would be the King of their life, that they would say yes to Jesus forever, that they would be encouraged and lift you high. Lord, we glorify you, for you deserve all praise, all honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Wow. Crystal Fortune says Jesus forever, and amen. Daniel said amen. Glory to God, for he is good. God Delights says Jesus Christ forever. Shalom says he is coming soon. Amen. Glory to God. Kyle says, this is my first time watching this channel, and I already love it. Hey, thank you, Kyle. Glory to God. And Zin Lei says, Jesus forever. Praise the Lord. Alpha and Omega. Amen. Kyle says, Jesus forever. Amen. God is good. Kyle says, I'm crying. This is so good. Well, glory to God. It's okay to cry because I've cried before. How God loves me. How God came through for me, and how he loved me even though I was nothing, even though I was broken, I was lost. And so heaven's going to be so beautiful. Heaven is the presence of God. And if God is living in you, then the presence of God is in you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to him. And so Zen Lei says, amen, amen, amen. Morgan Walker says, Jesus forever. Amen, 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 Morgan. Yasmin says, I love you, the only one, Jesus Christ. Douglas Gomez says, I subbed and I love God. Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you guys for that like, that thumbs up, for that support, for the follow, and the subscribe. I thank you guys for joining me in this daily devotion as we do it every day. I thank you that God is working. God is working in your life, in my life. I feel more refreshed, more encouraged, and more equipped to carry on this crusade today that I'm going to be sharing the word of God with youth of middle and high school students, 100, 200 students. And so it's going to be so good. Bree says, Jesus Christ is King overall. Yes. Man. Glory to God. Yeah. Why is there so much little people, but there's other people like followers, and they have millions of views. This should have millions of views. Well, let me tell you. Right now, because I believe that shorts bring in people, and then these live streams actually build the community. So we are building community right here. We know that God is working. And right now, for me, it's not about the views. It's not about the views. It's all about the souls. It's all about winning more souls and bringing, declaring his name and letting people know the truth about Jesus, who came from heaven to earth, so that you can go from earth to heaven, so that you can have an intimate relationship with him, so that you can have an opportunity to live a life of meaning and purpose, and a life of abundance, and a life that produces the fruit of the Spirit, which is, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. Did I say faithfulness? Yeah. These are the fruit of the Spirit. And these are what people long in their life. People don't really long for money. When they get money, they get all that money and they chase after it. And they get to the top. In the end, if they don't have Jesus in their life, it all is purposeless. So Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. He is the number one. Number one, Jesus first in our life. Amen. And so we will seek the lost. For the harvest is plenty. And the harvesters are few. What? Yeah, that's how it goes, right? And so that's why we praise him. Gamer God, Pastor Josh. The real Jesus is the King. We're talking about the real Jesus, the one only God who came to save us, who made us his children, made us his brethren or brothers and sisters in Christ, who made us righteous by his blood, by his love, and who's given us so much more than we can ever ask for. Amen. And so we must love him and walk in his ways. And it's just brilliant. Happy Friday, guys. How you guys are able to join me in this journey to walking with me in my devotion, in studying his word, and in building our life upon his firm foundation. I'm going to continue exploring John chapter 16, verse 4, or verse 6. Is this John chapter? I'm going to continue looking into John chapter 14, verse 6. Yes. 14, verse 6. Jesus is the mediator. So much to learn. So much to grow. Amen. So, Jesus, he's the mediator. Ooh, that's a good one. The way to God is through Jesus Christ himself. And this is a critical verse, for Jesus said that no man could reach God unless he has approached God through Jesus Christ himself. And note that Jesus claimed to be deity. He says, I am. In the Old Testament, God appears to Moses in a burning bush and says, and when Moses says, who are you? He said, I am who I am. I am who you say I am. I am who I am. And Jesus made three phenomenal claims. He says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. Jesus is the way. And the difference between pointing the way to a particular place and taking someone by the hand to leading them there is a difference. The person who guides someone to his destination literally becomes the way himself. And Jesus not only points out how to walk through life and how to reach God, but he also personally shows you the way. Therefore, he himself is the way. And note the repetition of the word way in this verse. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. That's Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. Hello, Bonnie. Hello, Arjen. Bonnie and Arjen. Glory to God. I'm glad you're here. So Jesus is the way. He's the mediator. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ himself. And then, Jesus is the truth. He is the truth. And there's a difference between someone telling about the truth and someone living the truth before them. The one who lives the truth literally becomes the truth. And Jesus is the embodiment of the truth. He is the picture of truth. And God not only talks to man about himself, but God shows man what he's like in the person of Jesus Christ. Man can look at Jesus Christ and see a picture of the truth. Amen. Hello, Challenger fam. Hello, Jaden. Jesus is our Savior. Hello, Kalia. Glory to God. Gojo. Yes. Wow. He says in John chapter 10, verse 30, I and the Father are one. He says in John chapter 10, verse 37 to 38, If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe in me. But if I do them, though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father in me is in me, and I in the Father. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. Arjun, you stayed. Praise the Lord. This is too good, right? The words of God is too good not to believe. The word of God is like honey. It's sweet like honey. It's rich like gold. When you receive it, you receive something so sweet, so good. And that's why you can say Jesus forever, like Jordan O'Neill. Amen. Amen, Vanna. And then Jesus, he is the communicator of truth. He himself, his person, his life, makes everything perfectly clear. He reveals the ultimate source and meaning and end of all things. He reveals the truth of man himself and the world surrounding man. He shows man the right way to the truth, and he enables you to choose the right way to truth. He shows you the right way to the truth, and he enables you to choose the right way to truth. John chapter 3, verse 11 says, truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and testify of what we've seen, and you do not accept our testimony? Oh. In John chapter 3, verse 31-32, and what he's seen and heard of what he testifies, no one receives his testimony. So, wow. John chapter 17, verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. The world hated the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. The word was with God, and he was God. And because they were not of this world, even as I am not of this world, we are not of this world. Amen, Trucker Zach. The best people are here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Wow. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness? Who is the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to whom he loves us and releases us from our sins with his and by his blood? He covered you with his blood. He gives you peace. He gives you joy. He gives you everything that you need. Amen. And that's why we say amen, Ivor. And that's why we say he's so good. And that's why we follow him all the days of our life. And that's why we do this daily devotion, because he's the one that encourages us, builds us up, leads us towards the right direction. And yeah, we know that he's got even better things. And last of all, you don't want to miss this one. Jesus Christ is the liberator. He's the liberator of truth. He sets men free from this great gulf, entrainment, this trap, which exists between man and God, between man and the world, between man and man. He sets man free. He sets you free from the frustrations which he constantly experiences. He sets you free from the fears and weaknesses and defects that plagues you. Jesus is the only lasting liberator on this earth. Amen, Mary. He is the way. He is the right way. He's the only way. Emma, yeah. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, in John chapter 14, verse 6. John chapter 8, verse 32 says, and you shall know this truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth will set you free. Set you free from what? Free from the world, free from sin, free from pain and suffering. It will set you free and give you life and life abundant. Amen. In John chapter 15, verse 3, it says, "And now we are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." Amen. So Jesus is the way. He's the truth, the communicator of truth, the liberator of truth, the embodiment of truth. And he, last of all, he's the life. There is no difference between telling someone about life and actually living life. Amen. I love God so much. There is one who lives, is the one who possesses life. And the more perfect one lives, the more life one possesses. Jesus, he lives perfectly. Therefore, he possesses life perfectly. He is the life, the very embodiment, the energy, the force, the source of life itself. John chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life." In Jesus is life, and the life was the light of men. You see, so many people are living in darkness this day and age, and they need a savior. They need someone to get them out of their addiction, out of their consumerism, out of their sin, out of their addiction. They need someone, and Jesus is that someone. Amen. And he says in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I have come that you may have life and have life abundantly." And Jesus said also that I'm the resurrection and the life. And those who believe in me, though he was dead, shall have life. Wow. Romans chapter 5, verse 21. "And that as sin has reigned unto death, so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior." Amen. We thank you, God, for everything. For God is the one that shows us the way. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "But salvation is now made manifested by the appearing of our Lord, Savior, Messiah, Jesus Christ, who abolished death, who has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Amen. Jesus, he is the mediator. He is the salvation. The only way to God is through Jesus Christ. The destination is not a place. It's not heaven. The destination is God, our Father, our Heavenly Father in heaven. A relationship with God of heaven. And know that this is the ultimate destination, which is our Heavenly Father. Again, Jesus, he clearly said where he was going. He said he was going to the Father, and he was not going to remain dead. He was going to arise and ascend to the Father and then give you the Holy Spirit and give you what you need and give you life abundant and give you riches and treasures and give you everything that you need. Amen. Nacho. Gonzalez. Yes. Now he said where he was going. His destination was not so much a place, a house. As glorious as the house is, the Father himself is the destination. The house without the Father would not be a home. It would not be heaven. You see, a house without the Father would not be home. It would not be heaven. That's why we praise Jesus each and every day. Doofus, yes, amen. Glory to God. And this says something vital, important to you. Your primary objective is to go to the Father himself, not to heaven, not to a place. The believer's aim, your aim, is to live in the Father's presence forever. And you should be longing to know and learn about our Father's personality, to know our Father, him, face to face, as he's the one who created you, both physically and spiritually. He's the one that loves the world so much that he's willing to give his one and only begotten Son to mankind to provide a glorious salvation for you. Amen, Kenzie. So we're here to know the Father as the glorious person who dwells in the light so brilliant, so glorious, so splendor that no man can approach him. And to know that the Father, our Heavenly Father, is supreme. He's the supreme majesty of the universe, Maria. The supreme majesty of both the world and the world to come. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who is above all and below and before all and over all, forever he shall be. Amen. So you should long to honor and worship the Father face to face, to praise and worship him, for he himself gives you a wonderful privilege in life to join in praising him of his creation, of his universe, which is given to him, giving him all praise, honor, and glory, and worship forever and ever. Amen. So you should long to serve the Father in his perfection, without blemish, weakness, so common in one's life, in ministry on earth. So, what can you learn from this? The destination of Jesus was the Father himself. The believer has the same destination. The believer's destination, your destination, is our Heavenly Father, the one who is so willing and graciously adopting you into God's family. Amen. So, today's the day to choose Jesus and to say yes to him. So, let's pray as we wrap this up. Heavenly Father, so beautiful. You're so wonderful. We thank you for the destination. For Jesus, you are the mediator. You are the way, the truth, and the life. And you are the one that gives us more than we can ask for. So Father God, I pray that your mighty works would be done here in this place. That you would be built up, in my life, and be the one that transforms me, leads me, grows me. And Lord, I worship you, for you never let me down. And I can't get tired of you because you're so good. And so Lord, prepare me for this gathering tonight where I'm going to be speaking to 200 people. Prepare my heart to light their hearts on fire, to command their souls to turn back to God. Oh Lord, it is you we serve, and you we long to honor and glorify. Lord, we worship you, for you are never letting us down, and we thank you for what you've done on that cross. Thank you for saving us. We love you, God, in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. And amen. Thank you all for joining me. I'm going to save my energy for later. But stay healthy. Stay rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Amen. May God bless you. And thank you for joining me. And I'll see you guys next time as we wrap this up. I saw that thumbs up. Thank you. I appreciate it. Normally, by the end of the stream, I have like 7 or 8 thumbs up. It used to be 4, used to be 1, used to be 0. But now we have 15. We are building a community here. A community to serve him, to glorify him, and to continue growing into mighty men and women of God. To be strong Christians for the Lord our God. Amen. Yeah. Is it a must for Christians to fast? I don't think it's a must, but Jesus did it. So, why don't we? But actually, lately I've seen an increasing amount. If you truly want to follow after him, you will fast. And so I do fast. I do intermittent fasting every day. And then I sometimes fast, 4-day fasting. But I just started this year with 4-day fasting. And boy, did God change my life and bless me. So if you truly want to tap into the rewards and the blessings of God, you know, fasting is one of the ways in order to be obedient to him. Now, this isn't just saying fasting over social media and stuff. No, it's actually food fasting. So, yeah. Hello, Bearby. Hello, Bearby. I know a Bearby. My wife's boss is Bearby. But it's spelled different. That's a good spelling, though. John 1775. Love the way that sounds. I love it. God is so good, and he's working. And so, keep joining me in live broadcasts. Keep joining me in these live sessions. I know it's blessing so many people. It also blesses me as I continue learning about Jesus. Hey, I think I see more. Jesus, he's the way. But Jesus is the revelation. Now the only way to God is now revealed. Unmistakably. If you have known me, you have known my Father. From now on, if you know him, then you have seen him. Because Jesus is the perfect revelation of God. God's love, a God of love, is bound by absolute love to show man the way to himself. As love, he would never leave man in the dark, feeling about and stumbling after the way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the perfect picture of the way. Amen. And then God is bound. Love, God of love is bound by absolute love to show man the truth about himself. As love, he would never leave man in the dark, searching and grasping after the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the perfect picture of the truth. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To the Lord our God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. German, thank you for that. And then, he is bound to absolute love to show man the life of himself. As love, he would never let man leave man in the dark, wandering aimlessly about and being hopeless in seeking after the life. Jesus is the life. Jesus Christ is the perfect picture of life. Brilliant. Brilliant, guys. So beautiful. Hello, CJ. Welcome. I love it. God is so good. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He alone is our God. Amen. So this is the way to God, which is by Jesus alone. Declaration. I thought I wanted to go, but apparently the declaration of Jesus. He was going to God, and the way to God is known. And the contradiction, skepticism of Thomas, Thomas's disciple, was skeptical. Like, we don't know where you're going. How would we know where you're going? And Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And the only way is through Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior. Amen. So the subject is a continuation of Jesus' departure from this world. It is outlined separately because it is spurred on by another question. And this is by Thomas. And this is a critical passage of one of the most critical scripture that in this Bible. And Jesus declared unmistakable terms of how a person gets to God. He makes it clear that no other way to God. Thank you, CJ, for that sword. Glory to God. Yeah. Yes. I love Jesus too, Santo. So, the declaration of Jesus that he was going to God, the way to God through Jesus Christ himself, the only way to God through Christ himself, and the only way to God is revealed by God. Wow. All right, croissant cat. Amen. Wow, God's delight. Did you just bounce from TikTok onto YouTube? Thanks for the like, by the way. Welcome. Hey, Emma and Olivia. Yeah. Amen. God's word is so good. It's sweet like honey. It's so good. Now I must prepare for this sermon. I must pray. I must rest. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed. May you experience more of him. And may you return in Jesus' name to hear more of his goodness, his mercy. Amen. Take care, guys. And I like this. Do you like this? This is not in my closet, but outside. So I'm enjoying it. Amen. I can just sit out here and just enjoy his goodness, his mercy. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. Well, have a good one. Take care. God bless you.